There were more than 1,600 cases of the Zika virus last year, which included travel-related and locally acquired cases, as well as cases involving pregnant women. This year, there are already more than 30 Zika cases. So as summer approaches, Pasco County Mosquito Control District Director Dennis Moore says the Florida Mosquito Control Association is watching the virus very carefully. He likens it to hurricane season.
The hurricanes come across. We don't know where the hurricane is going. And similarly, we don't know where Zika might end up this year. Last year was in the Miami area. This year, we don't know where it's going, and we can't sit and wait for it to happen. We can't be reactive to this. We have to prepare ahead of time. So we need the additional funds to help our programs to prepare.
Last year, mosquito controllers received $2.6 million in the budget. This year, they're asking for $3.8 million. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.